Now, listen, everybody, we appreciate you. We say a lot of funny and mean and very truthful or on the level things on this podcast because it is the freedom of any business owner to say or do or experience what they want. Or, you know, most of the time when we talk to somebody and get their approval to say something. But
might be occasionally riding the line.
Yeah, riding the line. I will say, if you ever feel that me, myself, and I, or Alex, have wronged you in any way, reach out to us. If you don't like the conversation or the basis of what we're discussing about you, if you feel like it's about you, there's many ways. You probably know me. If it's a story about you, you probably know me and know how to reach me. There's multiple ways to reach both of us. But this is the most direct way. It goes right into my pocket, vibrates, and you get a response within hours. Now, if you have been wronged, if you feel some type of way, I truly apologize. It's never my intention to hurt or make somebody feel unsafe. I don't think that it was anybody's intention to make you feel unwanted in any way. So if he did, my apologies. Let's get on to the show. Have a better day. For those of you who did not know, welcome back to During Business Hours. My name's Christopher Love. I will be your host and confidant for the evening. Or if you want to do stupid things or start and explore stupid ways to live, this is the place to do it. Tell us your dreams, your hopes, your aspirations, and we'll crush them for you. It's not so easy.
I don't know. I'm just here for fun.
Also, he knows running a business and running a life is not the easiest thing.
Yeah.
It's hard sometimes. No, but I was on vacation for the last, not including yesterday, that's 7, 8, 9, 10 days. Yeah, 10 days. There was 4 days of travel, so really 6 full days. I would say from the 17th to the 21st was peak. I don't know what you would call it, Paris Hilton life?
Sounded like it.
I lived as Paris Hilton. It was hot. That's hot. That's what she used to say.
Oh, was her saying?
That was her saying, yeah. But yes, I went to California to drop my daughter off with her biological father for 5, 6 days, and we drove out there. That was the plan. There was no plan to go or gamble at all. Wasn't part of the plan. We knew we were going to stay an afternoon. We got invited to this like crab fest thing on Thursday. So we decided to leave the previous Thursday, get there on Saturday, visit with family, enjoy, no kids. Just hit a hotel somewhere, drop the kids off at the grandparents. And as we found out, you know, on the way there, I got a notification from Lucky Star that I've got some free play. And we're like, well, we're going to drive past Watonga. It's early in the day. I'll just run in, bet big, take whatever I win or lose, and leave. So I had 25 instead of the 400 they promised me. I don't know why it was supposed to be activated on Friday, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So I found out real quick. I was like, oh, I'll just spend it anyway. Do $5 bets. 3 bets, hand pay, $1,500. Holy. At 500 extra in the machine, after a backup spin they require you to do, hit another bonus $500. So it's $2,000. Told my wife I'm going to try $25 bets, and I'll leave when that's done. Lost it. I went to 15, left with $1,500 in free money on the way to this road trip. We hit Oklahoma City, had to run an errand, started our drive midday, so we didn't get there till Saturday morning. At that point, we're like, hey, it's a free trip there and back. The cost is maybe $200 with food driving there. Mm-hmm. $200 back, $400. So we're like, yeah, we're up $1,100. Well, why don't we try hitting the casino Sunday? So I offered to my mother. I was like, all right, we'll take you to the casino. You know, we'll give you $250. It'll be great. She doesn't get to bet big, but here's the deal. You got to bet like we bet. Well, it f-ing paid off. She won close to $5,000, took home $3,000. We forced her to cash out. We were the victors there. We also won close to $3,500 more, so we had a bankroll of almost $5,000.
Safe bet.
First day. So I was like, you know what? I've never been back to a casino that I had a host at, had been gone for so long, and a host didn't greet me. So I'm going to go and talk to the hosts and see if we can get some comps and some free play or maybe just some free shit because I had $200 in comps from what I was betting that night off of $1,500. If anyone who is a gambler here knows, that's a lot of big bets. And we, you know, up, down, we were probably high point of like 8,000 down to 5,000 before we left. But the best part was when we talked to the hotel host. They were like, no, 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 where are you staying? I was like, well, we're a hotel up near Red Hawk. And they were like, no, no, we're going to get you a suite. You can't book this suite. This suite is called the Bougie Suite.
Bougie
Suite. The Bougie Suite. You cannot pay money to get this suite. The only way you can get this suite is to be a high roller. There are foreign nationals. There are politicians. There are people that get this suite when they come to Sacramento. Mm-hmm. And I was one of them with a measly old $5,000 in my pocket that wasn't mine. I was ecstatic. So I was like, you know what? Let's go grab our bags and get our stuff and we'll come back tomorrow with my dad and give him $250 and do the same thing again and try our luck. It f-ing worked.
There is our closet number one. A waterfall tub. Waterfall, jets, and steam. Oh, if you want to stand up and do your business in another steam shower, after a hard days of gambling, I'm going to take myself a steam.
Sauna.
A full sauna. And the Japanese toilet opens on its own. Very dim lighting, but it opens and locks up for you so you can do your business. We got a pool table. There's this. There's a soak-in tub. There's a steam shower. Hold on, wait, we're not done. There's a bartender that can come that's free. Yeah, we got all the alcohol we want. The ensuite over here. Now, I'm not the most avid proponent of gambling. I'm not. I do it because I'm an addict. I get it. But this time it paid, boys and girls. Not only did my mother win, I won. And now we're going to go get my father to win. And we got an ensuite. We are in the presidential for 4 days.
So Monday, we check in. We see this grand old suite, as you've now seen from the video. And I'm telling you, it comes with 24/7 bartender, mani-pedis, massage service, free room service. Everything was comped. Four-star... high stakes, Red Lantern, anything we got from the stores or the comps, watches, just so you know. Would you like a cigar, sir?
I got the one that you gave me.
I know. I brought gifts back for this man. I have a lot of high-end cigars. And I'm not usually a cigar smoker, but my friend here, Alex, is. And I just feel like, here you go. It's what we bond over now. It's probably what'll kill me in the end, tobacco. But everything was comped. So I was like, yeah, I found the freaking tub filled from the ceiling. That's fancy. There was a full steam room sauna in our bathroom. Full-sized 8-person sauna. That doesn't come from nowhere.
Who would need...
We won money. And I understand the gist is to get you reeled in. Mm-hmm. So we're like, okay, let's go in for dinner. We'll gamble a little bit. We'll set $4,000 aside. We'll play with $1,000, give my dad $250. Four spins in, $3,000 hand. Okay, great. We're up to almost $9,000 now. My wife also hit $1,000. And then it just kept going back to back. We were at these three machines. My father could not win. I probably fed him close to $3,000 in hundreds over the time of the night. And it was like, all right, here's the $250. But we were up to like 12 at a point, 15. We got all the way up to $15,000. And then we were like, okay, we're going to do some big bets. Just some big bets, and 12's our bottom. We get to our 12, we go have a fancy fucking dinner, lobster, crab, the finest Chinese food you could probably get anywhere.
All comped. Nice.
I had Macallan 24, two glasses, and that's like $140 a glass. It was... I cannot tell you or express like how fucking rich I felt.
Right.
Everything on the house. It was an amazing feeling. It was worth what I'm about to tell you. So at this point, we go back to the machines. I'm like, Dad, you got like 2 hours before VIP sends you home in a town car. It's got full bar service, et cetera. They're going to take him home.
In a town car?
Well, it's supposed to be a limo, and then they said they set it up because it's only one of them. So if they had four or more, they would have sent him home in a party bus.
I mean, still, that's pretty
nice. Yeah, a private driver could have stopped anywhere. At this point, they would have sent us to Vegas and back in the night because they wanted that money back, mm-hmm. You know? So we're walking around, me and my wife, with her purses stacked. I got our wallets. She's just got cash in her purse because it's one of those small hands. She can't even fold it. She's holding it. And it's just, don't touch my money. Okay.
Just clutching it.
Because it's free. This is a free roll. This is like winning a scratcher and then buying a house. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, taxes? Okay. Not on my mind right now. But wait, it gets better. We hit another hand pay. I put in like $1,500, gave my dad some money, hit another hand pay. We're at close to $13,000 now. At this point, I don't notice. But they come back with my ID. I don't see my wallet for the next 4 days. For the next 4 days, my wallet is gone. Now, mind you, I was in a bit of a trance from Monday night to Thursday morning, just spending all this free money going Paris Hilton, that's hot, on everything. Mm-hmm. From a cigar every hour that they brought me comped to, you know, moving machines for me to, you know, doing whatever I wanted. I was like, you know what? I want to watch. And they're like, oh, well, why stop at one? Get one for your wife. We want a bag. Which one does she want? It was ridiculous. I think total in value comps, they comped us close to 15,000 just in the store of items, kids' toys. We got a bunch of for the kids. Don't get it twisted. There's a bunch of Smash toys and we got all their candies and coloring, everything they have. But it was close to 15,000. Nice. Easily. I got like two humidors full of fucking cigars. Every toy, every lighter, every version of cigars, because I can only get six a day from the store, or I could get one an hour comped individually, or I could buy six at one time mm-hmm. per day per customer. And then I got these fancy, it's a father figure beer can, but it's actually a small humidor for cigars with these fat bodied cigars. So we're down. My father leaves. I think we ended up losing $5,000. We're at like 7,000 now. I'm like, okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to go do a bunch of shit tomorrow. We'll come back the next night. We're at like $7,000. We go down to $5,000, go down to $4,000. We're like, okay, we'll take a break. Now Wednesday morning comes. All right, lose quite a bit. So then we go to Red Hawk and we go to the buffet and we lose the rest of the money. All of it gone. Amazingly. At this point, we're like, you know, we could pull some money out, mm-hmm. some personal money, but it was free, right? So we'll pull out $500. We'll try some big bets and see if we can get a swing the same way. Well, we got a swing. Pulled out 500, got another $3,000. We're like, all right, we got shooting money. It's a fun way. It kept going up and down. By the time we get down to our last 1,000, we go into the high limit on Wednesday midnight. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do $25 spins till I get a bonus. $25, a single bonus can go like $10,000. It can. I've had it happen. It's possible. I got a $75 payout from that $25 bonus after four spins. And I'm like, I'm just going to go back to $5 bets. I don't like $25 bets. Sometimes I'll mess around with $10 bets when I'm feeling the machine and I've hit a few bonuses. And when it got finally down to it, I was like, yeah, no, that wasn't as fun as I thought it was. You know, betting $25 on a single last 1,000, like, oh, I hope I get my swing back. But the trip was just amazing. So we get back to the room Wednesday night. We're going to check out Thursday morning. You know, we've got a lot of things going on. We got a trip we're about to do Friday morning back here. We got to grab the kids, see the family, you know, rub shoulders with the last few family members. And then I realize, I'm like, okay, I got a notification from Capital One Wednesday night, midnight, 1 a.m. Your purchase was approved through Cash App for $12.99. What the f***?
Right.
So then I go back and I ask the casino, hey, when's the last time? And we had a hand pay last night. Can you pull up the Monday night, see where my wallet was? So we have a reference number. They start a little investigation. They find that somebody had pulled it off the machine while I was jumping around like a crazy man for my $3,000 bonus on Monday. Somebody literally just pulled it off the machine and walked away. What I didn't know was for the next 2 days, because I'm a dumb man and I use very accessible pins, you know, that they use the ATM twice. And my pin is the same as my card member pin that's on there to use your comps and your free play. So they must have been there long enough to where I used the card. And they tried the pin. And so all my accounts got hit over those 3 days and I didn't notice. Because we had all this money we played with. And we came out victors. You know, I'm sure it's insured, all that. We got most of the money back already. The local banks are the problems. But boy, was it hilarious that we got free rolled for a week. Like Paris Hilton, that's hot. And then still got robbed.
Right.
Not only of our winnings, but then some asshole and his little girlfriend snatch our cards, run them up while we're having a freaking Paris Hilton moment. It was so hilarious. But yeah, so we had a blast on the trip. I was very excited to come back and tell you this story because just that tub I hit every single night. Tub, shower, sauna. Tub, shower, sauna.
Mm-hmm. Wait, but like, I'm sure they're going to want to know. How'd you get your wallet back?
Oh, they were caught on Thursday, so they came back. I got not my wallet, but most of my cards back.
Yeah.
Blocked everything anyway. I just wanted my ID. But they came back to the other casino because there's like four casinos in there, and they had a basically a bolo, a be on the lookout for these people, and they have more cameras than God.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So let's just say they had my cards in their possession in their car. So good job.
So dumb.
It's so funny.
They came back to the same casinos you were at, and they had your stuff in their vehicle.
Yeah. Apparently they've done this before.
Apparently not good enough.
It's California, though, so do you think they'll get charged?
I don't know too much about California.
Let's start a poll right here. How many of you select right now that they'll get a misdemeanor for over $10,000 in withdrawals or a felony in California? What do you think? Answer now below. What's going to happen? You know what I'm betting?
What's the answer?
Oh, it's nothing. Not a fucking thing's going to happen to them. Oh, you took something that doesn't belong to you. You must be just part of the lower society. Don't worry. The what is it? The uneducated youth. You didn't have the right path in life. You are misfortuned. Go do better. Okay, we learned to steal better.
So they get a cop out.
Oh, every time. Every time. I've seen crackheads nearly murder people, and then they're out in 3 days, and they murder somebody officially, and they're like, well, I didn't know. It was insane. We also saw a car explode in mid-drive. That was an interesting one. I did get that on camera.
Is you need to buy yourself one of those watch cases?
I have one of those watch
you
cases.
You do?
With the spinners. I'm an a-hole. If you've seen my house, right? Did you take a look around?
I didn't leave past the kitchen area.
No way, really?
Yeah.
Not at all?
I don't know. It just felt weird.
Okay, I gave this man access to my home for the week to cat watch, basically. And in that spare bedroom, just alone, I probably have a den's worth of just brand new in boxes or in boxes of that. I have nice mahogany humidors that are full of paperwork. I never really smoked cigars that way, but I definitely have humidors that just don't have silica in them to keep them humid or whatever. A moisturizing, it had like a circle thing you would turn. I have the moisture meter in there too. I just never used it. Now I have all these cigars. I have like 15 cigars.
You need some of the Boveda packs or Boveda, whatever, however you pronounce them. It's two-way humidification packets. And the nice thing about it is once it dries up, you just buy distilled water.
Put it in there. Mm-hmm. The fun part of getting so many cigars is I got to taste probably 50 different cigars while I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a bit of a like a wake up, you know?
A wake up?
Yeah, like a moment. I understand why people do this so much. You know, I've tasted cigars and I've had celebratory cigars. I bought some a couple of weeks ago. We shared one.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't get the whole, like, sitting there and smoking one straight through and for no reason. And I was like, you know, fuck it. It's free. When in Rome, do as the Romans did.
And then you were just sitting there relaxing.
The whole playing, time.
Smoking just, cigars.
Yeah, winning money. It was great.
See, that's if you have a chance to go, like, chill in the city.
Mm-hmm.
They have some cigar shops. There's one Midwest City area or Southern Oklahoma City that is a cigar shop, and they have, like, a walk-through humidor. And then you can go into the back, and you can smoke and drink. They have, like, a bar back there.
Oh, nice. My mother and her reactions, I think, were the best part of it because we got to help them without actually, like, giving them money so they don't feel obligated to help us
mm-hmm.
or do anything. It sucks for my dad because he really wanted to win. You know what I mean? It was like, I don't think they've ever won that much without, I think she had, like, a $1,300 hand pay once. But my mother kept asking me, how do you do it? How do you hit these big things and how do you hit so many of them? Well, I'm betting like an idiot. $5 spin is $20 to $100. I can spin the machine 20 times, and that's $100 gone. So then that's 200 times I can spin the machine. In 10 minutes, it will be 10 minutes, and I'll lose $1,000. Don't be like me. I've just won more than I've lost on average, and then I put it back in higher bets and then lose. It's always the higher bets that get you. Because then you're like, oh, you know, I've hit a couple, like the one time in the video I showed you. I was like, oh, man, we put all 2,000 that was in the machine back into the machine. I'm like, it's got to hit something. I highly believe that if you move your denomination, you have a better chance of hitting. Whether it's up or down, it'll be paying out the 97% RTP on a different one. So then we find out. Spun it once, nothing. Spun it twice, $2,800. I only put in $2,000. It wasn't of my money. That was $2,000 I had built up on the machine and then put it back into the machine. But boy, was that fun. What did you do during my California escapades?
Oh, man. Hard-hitting question.
I know. Now, be honest. So boring. Just be honest.
So boring.
It couldn't have been that boring. There had to have been something going on.
I mean, besides just running my business and then coming over here and having Seth teach me about the left family repair. I mean, that's pretty much it. Like,
but so you're on the path to learning how to fix things.
Yeah, slowly but surely.
It's a decent little side gig. Lots of money to be made there. I lose a lot of money in different things. It's a good way to make money. Yeah. At least I'm not a drug dealer. You know?
Like me. Well, technically vitamins aren't drugs according to the
FDA.
FDA, but you know. But no, yeah. I showed up almost every day except Friday and Saturday.
Seth was all heard about it. Like, he just ghosted me.
Yeah. To be fair, Friday I had patients, so it was hard for me to come up here. Saturday though, yeah, I
never. What did you do on Saturday?
I played Magic.
That's it? Just sat around and played Magic?
Yeah. Also, my dad said thank you for the steaks.
Oh, he cooked them?
No, nice. I did. But when he got home from dropping my mom off, he ate them.
We didn't have enough time to season or do anything, and I didn't want to have somebody come and clean them up while we were gone since we were leaving a day early. So we had, what was it, like $40 worth of steak. Ribeye?
Was it ribeye?
I think from Walmart, but it was like a big stack of steaks.
I just saw free meat, and I was like, whoa.
Game.
To be fair, Chris did offer them to me. I just didn't steal them or anything.
Okay, but I said whatever you want from the fridge because half of everything went bad while we were gone.
Yeah,
10 full days. Then power was lost twice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the milk. I'm telling you, even though it was sealed, we knew we shouldn't have opened it.
And you did.
That curiosity.
Chunky lemon milk?
Oh, it wasn't even lemon, no. It was like chunky, vomit-curdled cheese. Because we opened it, and it was only like that much used. So it was a very big gallon of milk that was new. Cracked it, all the crust off the edge, you know, starts to peel and dust falls down. You're like, oh, this is going to be a good one. So my daughter wanted to smell it. I can taste it. It wasn't good. She smells it, does her little, that's so disgusting. And I'm sitting there going, are you sure? It's real bad. You don't want something with your, you know me, I'm animated with my kids. But boy, when you went to move the milk, the whole thing moved with it. It was, you could have spun it 360 degrees and it wouldn't have spilt a drop.
This is all congealed.
Congealed, stringy, nasty. Oh, don't leave your milk in a warm fridge for 10 days. I think buttermilk, right? You can do buttermilk out of whole milk. Let me know in the comments if I'm, you know, throwing an opportunity in the trash.
Buttermilk.
How do you make buttermilk, though?
That's a good question. I just worked at Brahms for a while.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
So what's their secret?
What do you mean, what's their secret?
1 cup buttermilk is 1 tablespoon white vinegar and enough milk. To measure 1 cup buttermilk, 4 different ways. Yeah, 1 tablespoon of white vinegar, enough milk to measure 1 cup.
Tablespoon lemon juice and enough milk to measure 1 cup.
1 cup of plain yogurt is 1 cup of buttermilk.
1 3/4 tablespoon.
I think that's substitutions. It can't be how to make it. What can I use if I don't have buttermilk? I like the white vinegar because I don't taste white vinegar in anything. I think buttermilk is basically just sour milk to a degree if you're just saying 1 cup of plain yogurt is 1 cup of buttermilk. It's got to be just sour, you know what I mean?
Right.
But the whole point of the story is not just that I'm a degenerate. No, being Paris Hilton is worth it. It's definitely worth the sadness of like losing $15,000. And then the, just the points. If we ever went back to that casino in the next year, I'll get 2,000, 3,000 of free play and maybe a new watch for coming back. Nice. Because they bought me and my wife $1,000 watches.
Well, sounds like you might be back.
Probably like not $1,000, but Alan.
Citizen
Eco Drive.
Citizen.
Probably $400 to $500 if you bought it yourself, but in there, their little, you know, it's only $895, and then my wife's was like $595. But just that, and the look up the cost of a Cohiba Red Dot and tell me what 30 of those cigars cost. The blend is worthy of a rock solid 83-point score. However, due to always important quality versus price equation, it earns a 1-point deduction at roughly $20 per cigar. Cohiba is quite possibly the most egregious, overpriced, unspectacular blend available in the U.S. market. Well, this.
Cohiba Red Dot
Toro. They said it was the best, because this one is the Red Dot Toro, and this is the one that costs $96.
They're overpricing you, because a single turbo, mm-hmm. or Toro Tubos, is $23.99 on.
And what's the Tubos?
It's just a size.
Okay, so that was what, smaller than this? It's got to be smaller because this was the biggest one in the case. That's why I bought them because they were free. I used comp points.
I think this might be it.
This one is the Cohiba Black, and then you have the Cohiba Connecticut. And then there was a couple other Cohibas, but they were like $22 a cigar, and they were a lot smaller.
$23 for a single one.
For a single one. So what's a box cost?
A box of 10 costs $175.
So, for two, it was $192 in comp points. What's the Romeo and Julietta's? Because I know this one, I had smoked two of these there, and their cost on them, they took the tag off that one. Because these ones were roughly like 40-ish, these Cohiba.
What are they?
The Connecticut and the Black.
No, the Romeo and Juliet Reserva?
This is Reserva Real Gran Toro. This used to be my favorite cigar when I was younger. I'd buy these all the time.
I just see the Toro, and the pack of five is $24.
I also got this fancy blink lighter that I think they sell for $25, but it is... pretty cool. I'm not your specialty Cohiba smoking man, but I've just smoked probably more in a week than in my entire life because it was free. I don't care. They were just very expensive looking, and they perceived to be expensive. They bring out this humidor, and they're like, selection, Misa.
Oh, presentation.
They cut it. They dip it if you want. They'll wet it with a sponge. Like
next time you go, you need to ask for hand-rolled cigars.
I do have hand-rolled.
Like where they hand-rolled them?
This dad bod is supposed to be hand-rolled cigars.
No, like I'm talking about like...
Look up the cost of these, because these were supposedly cheap. They were like...
Punches are pretty reasonable.
What?
The punches.
Is that what these are? It's a father figure punch. It says dad bod. Punch, 1840. There's a dent in my can. You know, I had to argue with the lady to get this can. Yeah. She was like, you have to buy five or more, because there's five in each one. And I was like, you don't even have five. You have two left. Let me buy it and get one of the cans. Otherwise, I'm not getting it. Because I had, I think, 1,500 left on my comps, and I was trying to max it out. But I just wanted this nifty cigar-holding can. And it looks like an energy drink. Because it says it's a father figure. And if you're a dad, salute. Ironically, drinking Rockstar Punched Fruit Punch today. Because they were out of regular.
So a pack of 20 is $139.
That's pretty cheap, yeah.
One is $7. Yeah, yeah. Punches aren't bad. I've had a few of those. I like them.
The only one, Toro Tubo, is $25.99, which is the black.
Was it the Arturo Fuentes?
Cristal Turbo. You can get them price per cigar for $2.93.
There's this really, I forget the name of the cigar, but I had it. I bought it whenever I graduated paramedic school.
Cap and roll tight, causes low draw, tunnels, hard to keep lit even after clipping off an inch off cap end. Tastes so-so, not buying again. couple that have had both some burn problems canoeing and both had right 1-3 separate times. Waste of money, decent, Cohiba Black, bought them father-in-law, he loved them. Everyone hates the blacks, and I have 3 of the blacks left. Well, that sucks. I'm excited for the reds. Because you have a Monte Cristo, and I gave you a black and a red dot.
Yeah.
So, and then I've got a couple of the ones I bought from last week, which were all right. Came back to the store in a bit of a shamble. You know, Seth did his best, but he had a bunch of, like, breakage. He waited for me to find out. He had broken another store's iPad, and I need to fix. He had a phone that was supposed to be done the day I left, and he just decided not to touch it. Then he was like, well, yeah, Alex was here and helping out, and then I was going to have him do that, and I just forgot about it. Been 10 days. Have you not called the customer? No, I didn't. It turns out that sign's been whipped around since day 2. The front sign.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, the one that was on the grass that I put on the counter. I was like, you couldn't have went out there and just cut the clips, put new clips on it, said something. I would have told you how to do it. He's just stressed when he's alone. He needs somebody. Otherwise, he's going to rabbit hole on the, nobody likes me. What's that guy from Pooh Bear? Not Tiger. Eeyore. He's Eeyore. When he's alone, he's Eeyore. That's his problem. But my kids loved the adventure. My wife was a fan of it until the last day with the credit card shit, which was hilarious. Other than that, man, it was a blast. I'm definitely excited for that never to happen again because I'm sure we're not going to be treated like Jeff Bezos every time we come to town.
Hey, you never know. Small winning big and you might. When's your next trip out there?
Not till May. Yeah, it's going to be May to June or June to July, depending on baby daddy's selection because unfortunately at the moment he's in between jobs trying to find jobs, so we got this whole payout via IRS taxes he did, and we were like, well, that's a lump sum, that's kind of crazy, and then it was, oh yeah, I lost my job, and I'm like, thanks for letting us know, you know, thinking of moving out, you know. I guess we're going to be flying my sister-in-law and her boyfriend Emmett here in the next month at my cost.
You sound super happy about that.
It's my sister-in-law, and she's growing on me. You know, she's becoming less of a, you know, entitled little but we haven't gotten along in years to a decent place. I used to really like her, and then she just turned on me like a sour grape. You really just don't want to bite into that again.
Yeah.
And it was a lot. You know, she helped out with my son when he was born, so I was really thankful, and then just don't come around. Cool, great. And now it's like, all right, I can stand to be around you. We can do the same stuff. You can hang out. And I went and got a pedicure with her. It was great. Now I'm paying for plane tickets. Why? I don't understand. Like, I understand me paying for my parents and her paying for her parents. But, like, my wife won't probably watch this. If you do, babe, I'm sorry. But I'm going to go ahead and buy my brother's plane tickets because it's 2 plane tickets. $1,000. If I plan it out and I fly my brothers out here or my brothers and their wives and I get it for the same price, it's fair. I'm not angry that we have to do it. I'm angry there was no conversation about it at the time. Right. I was like, well, no, I decided this. And I'm like, well, we should have just walked when we had 15 grand. You know? Like, I probably wouldn't. If you're like, yeah, I'm going to set this aside for it because it's just free money, instead of like, oh, well, let me go ahead and bring my sister-in-law to, you know, Oklahoma. But yeah, we had some trouble with the store in California. The signs got mixed around. So when I got there, there's no front banner and no signs on the marquee that are visible from like 500 feet. It's at the very top. And then the new owner is trying his best to get them to adjust everything. But because he's such a nice guy, he let them kind of just take what he wants. Mm-hmm. So I had to go and like, I was like, yeah, I'll just go take the sign that was there on our pegs and everything. Would I be in the wrong for stealing somebody else's sign that's on my property? Like, you put it up on my property. It's like you putting one of the Vote Biden signs on my property. Am I now thieving because it's on my property? In California, that's an iffy question.
Oh, really?
Anywhere else, light on fire, put a new sign on it.
Yeah.
But in California, I can go to jail. So we went out there a couple of times.
You go to jail for that, but not for stealing somebody's wallet.
No.
Wow.
Because fraud is a personal matter. It's civil. Yeah. They can defraud you. They could say I was allowed. How are the cops going to know?
And a sign that's on your property?
Yeah.
That you take off.
I vandalized, hypothetically. But I think if he got the right signage, it would be all right. Mm-hmm. He'd have much more walk-in clientele, but the freaking sushi spot that got bought out from the crackhead who owned it before, boy, that is popping. If you don't know, Shogun Sushi is a place in Carmichael, California. If you know, you know. If you didn't know, Jimmy, the previous owner, beat his wife, got arrested for gun charges and drugs, and just became an all-around bad person. I felt very sorry for him for a very long time until he did it again to his new girlfriend and daughter.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, I'm just very happy he's no longer in the area, and the new owners are old owners of another sushi spot. They know how to treat their customers. We went there. I got my old rolls. My wife got her shirashi bowl. And I'm telling you, I had not had that place serve us that well of food since Jimmy was sober, didn't have kids, and wasn't an addict. Probably 5 years, 6 years. So I'm very sad. But go to Shogun Sushi. It's right there at 7330 Fair Oaks Boulevard. You will not regret it. Then we hit all the haunts. I hit like Togo's, got my sandwich. I had no peace and quiet because I had my son at the time, and he didn't want to let me have my sandwich. It was amazing. That my daily turkey cheese on bread toasted to a number 7. They don't even have a toaster anymore. It's like an oven thing that moves around. It was super toasted. They gave me extra cheese. Mwah, thank you, Togo's. Where else did I hit? We hit the In-N-Out. We looked at it. We didn't buy anything because, yeah, just to see it is a marvel, you know. Hit the old Arden Fair Mall, went through all the stores with the kids. Nothing popped out except for one of those Japanese, like, pop-up mono stores or Japanese stores. Kuri. Yeah, I think it is. The Kuri-style stores where everything's like a Kmart. They got everything, all the food.
Oh, I got you. They just got, like, snacks and food and stuff and drinks. Yeah. So, like, a little...
Everything Japanese, basically. And so we got all these...
like a bodega?
Yeah, like a bodega, but it's in a store. And it's got fluffy... then they got sodas and candies and all the haichus that are different flavors, styles. And then they got, like, all the dumb little kid toys and all the stuff that you can... that's filled with, what is it, shaving cream? Those balls that go, like, super stretchy.
Oh, yeah.
First day my daughter had that, bit into it. Why? Shaving cream, vinegar, like whatever nasty chemicals all over her face, went right out the window. Don't buy those things. But those turtle snacks, best chips I've ever had in my life.
Turtle snacks?
Yeah. When we go to my house, if you're coming to smoke a cigar, here in about 10 minutes, I'll show you these snacks. It's a fat man's dream. Takoyaki. You ever heard of it?
It sounds familiar.
It's like a chicken fried ball, deep fried with sauces, sometimes crab.
Aren't they usually like octopus or something?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay,
wheat flour-based batter cooked in a special molded pan. Filled with minced, diced octopus, tempura scraps, or pickled ginger, green onion. But you can get chicken, you can get bonito, or like a little bit of anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
The chicken ones are really good. The crab ones are really good. It's like crab fried rice. Eaten brown sauce with similar to Worcestershire. Various toppings filled. Cheese, bacon.
Looks good.
They're really good. Bam. So this is from apparently TikTok. These things are f***ing delicious. The takoyaki balls. I bought more. And we stopped in a place in New Mexico that had them. They are very good. Very, very good. I did not expect little, like, fluff balls to taste near identical to real takoyaki.
They're like puffs?
They're puffs, yeah, but they melt in your mouth. They're so good.
Sounds good.
Yeah. It's they had all kinds of, like, everything snack-wise. They had these. They had, it's basically just deep-fried balls. I love these things. People make just, because you've seen how they're made, right? When they dip them and fry them, and then they take them with, like, a set of
skewers
to flip them. Yeah. And there's guys who like just do nothing but flipping them and pouring batter on them, and they go super fast on TikTok.
Oh yeah, so professional.
So fast, so crazy. But now they make freaking heaters specifically for you to try at home and burn your f***ing house down.
Sounds like we might need to start a takoyaki food truck.
Absolutely. Dude, out here that'd be big.
Oh, for like the Bon Mi by Matra?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Business ideas incoming.
Which they're still open right now. They're on 9th Street.
Today?
Mm-hmm.
What do they have?
The banh mi Vietnamese sandwiches, their chicken, pork, like meat dinner combo.
I haven't actually eaten there.
Pretty good. Yeah. It's really good.
Also don't track the food trucks, and they never come this way.
Well, I think when I ended up finding out about them, I followed them on Facebook, and then during one of the events that they had out here at the Crystal Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you were there. You and I were there at the Folidays, the Rolling Boil. Yeah.
But then they had the Rolling Boil and everything. They didn't have the banh mi.
No, I don't think they got a spot that year.
I don't think Cheetos makes a buffalo sauce? No way.
That must be brand new.
It must be in my cart right now. I've been addicted to... Oh,
tiny chili fusion?
Yeah, it's like a oriental chili is what it tastes like. Lots of garlic.
Pretty good?
It's pretty good. But it's not worth buying a bag of it when you taste it on other things. It's just Cheetos mixed with like a sweet onion garlic sauce.
Mm.
You're going to try the damn turtle snacks. One, at least. Yeah. One. It won't kill you.
I know it won't kill me. I'm down 15 pounds, though.
Me too. I didn't realize. The road markings are so thin in Texas because so many big trucked ballers decide to hike their wheels and burn that it makes my car very nervous, and it says, no, grab control immediately before you die every 30 seconds if you're on auto drive. Damn. It's really annoying.
Sunflower seeds help.
What?
To keep you awake. Yeah. I drove basically I drove 25 hours straight from all the way from here to Oregon. And when I started feeling like tired and like I was going to like fall asleep,
yeah.
I stopped at the gas station and got sunflower seeds. And I just started chewing on them and it got me all the way home.
No way.
Yeah. I think I only
stopped. Nobody's ever said that.
I think I only stopped like once for like a quick little nap. But on my way back, I drove straight from Oregon to Woodward. I think it's the, like, you actually, like, having to physically do something, and you having something is, like, keeping you awake.
Works every time. What is this? To our surprise, we found that Israeli scientists have published research comparing energy drinks to sunflower seeds and combating driver fatigue. Analysis prevention separate says. What? High in vitamin E and B6 as well, making them great snacks for these long late-night drives. Wow.
The one thing that sucks is even having low sodium sunflower seeds, by the time you're done driving, it like your tongue gets raw.
Well, I bet. But what if you just eat them, or is it the fact that you're like sucking on the shell?
No, the fact that you're like doing that motion of like cracking the seeds and then eating them, I think is what also helps stay awake.
Apparently, they're linked to low blood levels, zinc, increased feelings of anxiety. But it also increases your zinc, good mood-regulating, anti-anxiety effects. I'm about to be a sunflower aficionado.
Because when I came back from
nausea, Oregon, diarrhea.
When I came back from Oregon,
mm-hmm.
and I had made it home, I got like a second wind. So I had gone to the office, done a few things, and then stopped at McDonald's to grab some food.
Yeah.
And because I love like the salty fries. As soon as I started eating the salty fries, it was like... They just tasted like
ash.
Plain, yeah.
Dude, I couldn't nothing. Imagine. Especially when I was a kid, I used to have the Triscuits or the cracker chicken biscuits. Chicken biscuits. Yeah, mm-hmm. Those were like, okay, if you had a box in the, it was something you could just continuously eat because they were small. And you wouldn't notice that you were in a box already like, until you were like, oh, no. And then there's a whole bag that's wrapped around your hand and it's hollow. And you're like, uh-oh, sorry, Mom. Oh, dude, you just never would know. You'd keep eating, mm-hmm. and the shit would be all around your hands, on your controllers, your PlayStation, whatever. Oh, man.
Chicken biscuit with cheese whiz?
Oh, no cheese whiz. No cheese whiz. And it would get your tongue raw. That was my problem. Especially, I remember playing PlayStation when I first got it in, like, 96,
mm-hmm.
and a box of chicken biscuits. The good old days. Nothing care in the world except for Hydro Boost. And chicken biscuits. That was a good life.
One thing I remember is playing Nintendo 64 and eating Cheez-Its, the Tabasco flavored Cheez-Its.
You're a madman.
They're delicious.
Anything Tabasco is not for me.
We
got punished with Tabasco.
You got punished with Tabasco? Yeah.
That was our punishment when we were kids. It was soap or Tabasco. which one, if my father was drunk, it was both. But more than not, it was soap. But Tabasco was the worst punishment. I'd rather eat soap than eat Tabasco today. What did you all get? Did anyone get punished like the 90s kids? Or is this just mean and horrible to children nowadays? Because I'm really contemplating the same thing with my son. He's on that like, oh, is that a bad word, Daddy? Mm-hmm. Like he says, hella cool. I'm like, that's really not a bad word. If you said hell in a negative way, like that's hella cool. Not really bad. Okay, cool. Don't be a around other people. He does. He excuse me. Yes, sir. No, sir. To everyone. Super cute. Love this kid 99% of the time. You know the rest.
When he hides your iPad after.
Okay. Or when he throws a fit that his phone dies at 3 a.m. that he's not supposed to be on. And you're like, why are you awake? Well, I was just cuddling grandpa. I'm like, but grandpa let you have the phone in bed? Yeah. You know, little manipulating son of a. The whole time he's with them, he gets a phone in bed, gets to cuddle with them. So when he gets home, like last night, he was up like 4 or 5 times. I'm like, dude, we're not going back to this. You want to get in my bed? BS. It's me and mommy. It's you in your own bed. Have a nice life. That's it. From now till forever. Unless you break something. You're like, oh, I'm in pain. I'll cuddle you then. Yeah, I'm a horrible parent at times. But it is what it is. We appreciate you. Seeing you on During Business Hours. If you got any comments, concerns, anything, let us know in the comments below. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you later.